Some New Yorkers fled the busy streets of Manhattan and Brooklyn at the start of the pandemic in March. They chose to social distance in vacation homes and rentals in the Hamptons and Western Connecticut. But the pandemic didn't blow over in just a month or even two. And now some want to move for good. WSHU's J.D. Allen has more on the pandemic's impact on the housing market.
Mariana Verkerk is a Dutch-American model who lived with her family in Manhattan. She's walked the runways for various designers like Michael Kors and Victoria's Secret, and now is a runway coach.
I was in Wuhan in November teaching women how to walk a runway. Of course, when I came back, I heard that they had a virus in Wuhan. Then I went to Europe holding a convention there, so it was sort of following me. Then I came to New York. I heard that it was really starting to happen here. And I was like, you know what? I escaped it twice. I just don't want to be here again.
So Verkerk moved her family in with friends in Salisbury, Connecticut in March, just as both states began to shut down to stop the spread of the virus.
My son still thought he could go back to Stony Brook after the break. And I said, it's not happening. I said, you're not coming back. There's a hospital here. They're going to complicate those rooms.
Real estate agent Scott Elwell says there are a lot of New Yorkers like Verkerk who fled Manhattan, and many paying top dollar to escape. He's the VP of regional sales for Douglas Elliman in New England and Westchester County, New York.
We've seen some high price points trade and go into contract.
He says in some ways the pandemic has awoken Connecticut's sleepy real estate market. That's because the real estate industry has operated through the pandemic as an essential business in Connecticut and New York. And Elwell says there is demand in Westchester, Fairfield, and Litchfield counties.
There is absolutely a significant uptick in demand for rentals, and especially short-term rentals, for summer rentals.
And the demand for rentals and vacation homes this summer has not dipped with the states reopening their economies. Verkerk, for instance, has no plans of going home to Manhattan anytime soon.
I have to sort of start working on a little art project. I'll probably start heading towards the Hamptons soon.
But the recent demand for real estate is a bit more complicated in Eastern Long Island. Judy Desiderio is CEO of Town & Country Real Estate. She says New Yorkers came in waves starting in March.
We had a huge tsunami of people from the city that just had to get out. They couldn't stay locked in an apartment.
The second wave wanted to extend their leases when the pandemic didn't blow over in a month.
Wave two was, okay, we need to have a place to hunker down. We need a safe place outside the city. We want it for the full summer or longer, maybe the rest of the year if we can.
Desiderio says wave three just started in May.
This may be a couple of years. And those people said, we've been thinking about buying. We need to have a place to go to. We need plan B.
There have been some reports of people taking advantage of eviction moratoriums in New York. People overstaying their leases and squatting in the Hamptons quarantine style.
We shut the valve on June rentals and let any of the other agencies do them because I just felt we represent the landlords and I didn't think it was in their best interest to rent for June.
But this demand for rentals and vacation homes and individual stories of relocation and squatters doesn't really represent how the real estate market will change due to the pandemic.
I like to say that the plural of anecdotal is not data.
That's Jonathan Miller, CEO of Miller Samuel, a well-known real estate appraiser. He says the data show a strong first quarter on Long Island and Western Connecticut, and then an abrupt slowdown in March.
The idea that people are going to be buying virtually, you know, sight unseen essentially, other than through Zoom or FaceTime, is really on the margin. I'm not saying that it isn't happening. It is happening, but it's nominal.
That means it could be a long time before people are comfortable enough to shop for rentals and homes again. J.D. Allen, WSHU News.